In the middle of a busy intersection, you will find one of the most unique monuments in the world. While some cities honor a city founder or a local hero, this city honors a bug. Yes, a real-life insect that helped the area get back on its feet. The story is today's edition of the American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
In 1915, the boll weevil began to destroy cotton crops in southern Alabama. County agents told farmers to look at diversifying their crops. Many began growing peanuts, and by 1920, that new cash crop was flourishing. It resulted in an unusual way for locals to show their happiness for the new source of income.
The idea in the conversation came to be the possibilities of a monument in honor of the boll weevil, recognizing the boll weevil for what it did and what it really helped to bring about in the way of agriculture in this area.
Douglas Bradley shares the story from the Historical Society Museum in Enterprise, Alabama. Local merchant and county promoter Bon Fleming had an idea.
In 1919, he ordered this monument from Italy. The cost of this monument was going to be approximately $1,800,000. A lot of that money he raised himself, a lot of contributions from others. He put a lot of his money into it.
And soon the monument made the trip from Italy all the way to a town grateful to a destructive insect.
Finally, the monument was erected in the center part of the town. The monument itself is approximately 13 and a half feet above the street.
A boll weevil sits upon the top of the monument. In December of 1919, the original dedication ceremony took place.
A big celebration was planned for the city. A lot of dignitaries came in from out of town. George Washington Carver was one who was designated to give one of the major speeches.
However, Carver's train didn't make it to Enterprise due to flooding. The boll weevil remains an unusual but important marker that sits in one of the main intersections of this city. Traveling the countryside in Enterprise, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.